Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Queen and Bruce in the desert and all that stuff. So we just have time to hear from one audience member. And your name is?
I forgot. Chuck.
Chuck, of course. Chuck, was that my tongue? And you're from Rome, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If we were coming to Rome, Chuck, what would we want to do? Where would we want to go? What would we want to see?
Well, actually, there's nothing there.
No. Okay, thanks very much, Chuck. That's Chuck from Rome, Wisconsin. Anything you want to add to that? Are you happy with that?
No, I was just being silly. There, it's a kind of a summer tourist place where all the people with a lot of money come up and make a lot of nuisance for everybody else that lives there.
For what? Where do they go?
Water skiing and ATVs and, just terrible.
When in Rome, what can you say? Thank you very much for clearing that up. That's all the time we have for the audience interaction. We have to know who can and cannot participate in the quiz. That means, of course, the four disclaimers. And yes, you're on. This is it. How you doing? And you are?
Leslie? Yep. All right. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. 2, what's this fiscal click I keep hearing about? 3, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. 4, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Thank you. What are you looking at me? Thank you very much. No, you can keep that. I'll never use that one again. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the quiz. That's right, if you'd like to try the What Do You Know quiz, if you've waited all your life for a chance to show what you've learned, simply raise your hand or your arm or both, indicating someone who wants to play the quiz. That's what we're looking for here right now. You're that one person. And there's one in every crowd who wants to play the quiz. You would think if they come to a quiz show, they'd be wanting to play the quiz more than they actually do. But so I'm glad. Thank you very much for volunteering. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And you are?
I'm Carrie.
Carrie, if I'm around here, Carrie?
I live here in Madison.
Oh, you do? Okay, Carrie, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Yeah.
What about this?
Yeah.
Even a bad reason, I'll do anything.
I'm the only one here willing to do so?
Yes, because you're... Okay, that's an excellent reason. Come on, Carrie. As we mount the What Do You Know stage here in Cavernous, Winona Terrace. Yes. But you can only hear this show on them, so they're kind of limited. And it's Carrie with a C?
Or, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great.
And so what line or occupation or avocation are you in?
I'm a social worker.
Social worker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think I have.
No, don't worry. You don't need
them. Skip that.
They're useless. okay, that's good. And do you work for a...
I work for Dane County.
For Dane County?
Mm-hmm, in the mental health field.
Mental health? Well, I'll be seeing you soon. Well, very nice to have you here.
We can put you on a really nice waiting list.
Oh, waiting. Okay, all right. I should start now then.
Yeah, you
take
might
my name with you, will you? Because
sure
I'm going to need it. I know that. All right, you know how this quiz works? Someone out there plays along with you.
Uh-huh.
All right, and in order to do that, what must they do?
They have to pick up the phone.
Sarah Nix?
They have to pick up the phone and
dial. Are you cold?
I am. It's cold in here.
Okay.
Do you want the phone number now?
You're wrapped in a very lovely garment, I must say.
The number is 1-800-942.
Or at least it looks good on you. I don't know. If I saw it hanging up, I probably wouldn't think anything.
You can
about
borrow it.
It.
We can see.
No, I don't think it would have the same effect. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If people want to play the quiz, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. Okay. 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Okay. Here's the qualifying question. You get this, you get to play.
Though it doesn't look a day over 6 million years old, the Grand Canyon could be as old as what? How many years old, the Grand Canyon? For years, they thought it was only 6 million years old, a trifle in the history of time. But it could be as old as what? Within how many millions of years should they get this?
10.
Okay. Sounds good. And let's go to the phones right now. Ned's on the line from Erie, PA. Hey, Ned.
Hey there. How are you?
Pretty good. How's life in Erie treating you?
Pretty good so far today.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yesterday, not so good?
Yesterday was fine, too. We got no snow on the ground, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. You get a lot of that lake effect, don't you?
We do, indeed.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing, then. The Grand Canyon is 6 million years old, they thought, but it could be as old as how old?
80 million years.
80 million?
What, yeah.
What did you say, within how many?
I said within 10 million.
10 or 20?
10 or 20, yeah.
Yeah, 20. You're right. Okay. 60 million. Because one source I said that actually said 70 million. So I think it's only fair that you should get that, Ned.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So how's your weekend coming up? You got something you're going to today? Or?
Yeah, I'm on my way to a yoga class.
Oh, you are. Sarah does yoga. What sort of yoga do you do?
I guess general purpose yoga.
All purpose yoga. I get that, because you don't have to sift it like some other yogas you get. Well, very good. Ned, this is Carrie. She's your partner.
Hi, Ned.
What was your name again?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm great. Are we going to win?
I think so.
Yeah. I hope so.
Okay, two of you collaborate, because this is a collaboration. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do.
And what are those?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Ned, you picked the first one. What would you like?
Places.
Places it is. Okay. In 6th century Polynesia, tribal chiefs had them, and they were 25 feet long. While commoners also had them, but they were more like 7 foot long. What are we talking about? 6th century Polynesia. Artifacts from Polynesia.
Artifacts. Those giant heads, maybe?
Oh. Well, I was thinking more along the line of a canoe.
Oh, okay.
But totems might be a good idea.
No, what totems?
Totems are nice. Oh, they're all wrong. All everything you said is wrong. To call time on a friend. The surfboards. They had surfboards.
Oh, and that's our answer was surfboards.
The bigger your board, the bigger your status. So I'm sorry. That was a very tough one, and I apologize for it, but I gave you a break entering the thing. So
that would be 0 right and 1 wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it. You'll get this. What's left there?
Current events, people, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Things we should have learned in school.
Okay. I got that. What was that, Ned?
Oh, that was somebody honking their horn at me.
What'd you do?
Nothing. It was a friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Someone you knew. Are you parked now, or are you driving?
I am parked right now, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Who's the guy? Who was that?
His name was Steve.
Steve?
Yeah.
Where is he going, you think?
I don't know.
We'll find out about that. School, did pirates actually say, "Arr, avast, and shiver me timbers," or not? Real pirates. Actual pirates.
Arr.
I'd like to
Yeah, you're better at it. You'd like
I don't
to
know.
Think
what,
so?
What do you
I would
think,
like
Carrie?
To think so.
It's not really an Arr. Answer, is it? You're real good at it, Ned. You can stop now.
Ned, what do you think?
I think yes.
Yeah? Yeah, okay, they did.
No. No, they both of them went to Eton, and they spoke Queen's English. So.
Oh, no.
Sadly, that is too wrong.
Yeah, you can't,
and zero
can't get any wronger on here. This is to be a first for us, actually losing the what you don't quit.
This is just embarrassing.
I don't think it's happened in this millennium so far. What's left there, Sarah?
We have current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
Back to Ned, is it?
Science.
Science, yeah. Oh, he's already. Okay. Oh, this one you'll get. The ancient arthropod, Fuxianhue protensa.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Ancient arthropod, little buggy things. Had a surprisingly well-developed one of the following. Was it A, B, gut, or C, brain? Surprisingly well-developed, a gut, or a brain?
It's a
How to answer, how to answer.
You know, what's a you know?
You know.
Okay, you know. You know.
Yeah.
The inflection, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Sorry, I got my inflection wrong. On my,
are there any Are there any arthropod specialists in the audience there, Carrie?
No, we have some arthropods here, though, actually.
Do they have surprisingly developed brains?
Brain is right.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We got to stop right there before this goes any further. Yeah, they're brains. They have a three-part brain and a whole nervous system. And that's not bad for being 520 million years old. So that's very exciting. And
the categories remaining are current
no,
events.
No, what's the score?
Oh, yes. Right. One right.
Yay.
Two wrong.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay. Now the categories.
Current events, people, or odds and ends.
Okay. Carrie.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. This could be anything. John used to say that, no more. Which sex navigates by landmarks and which sex navigates by distance?
I would think women by landmarks, yeah.
Okay, and so then by men would be by
distance. By distance, yeah.
Okay, that's Ned, you want to weigh in on this?
That sounds about right to me.
Okay. I don't think we had too much trouble.
Or could
saying
be the other
that.
Way around.
I wouldn't go there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's right.
All right.
Women tend to use landmarks. Men tend to use distance markers to get directions from their own. The women will say, turn by where the silo used to be.
Seems more useful way to get
typically.
Around.
So that would be...
That would be two right and
two
wrong.
Two right and two wrong.
Big question.
Okay. So then this is it then. Huh?
This is it.
Okay,
yeah,
what's left there?
Current events or people?
Current events or people? Huh? Oh, it's Ned. Yeah, Ned.
People.
People. Where'd you say you were going again, Ned?
To a yoga class.
Oh, yoga class. That's right. Are you going to be late?
No, I shouldn't be.
No. Percentage of people who never wear the little Victoria's Secret gift they receive from their partners. Never. The percentage of people.
Never. Not even once.
People here because we're all inclusive. Who never wear the little Victoria's Secret gift from their partner. Is it 20%, 33 and a third percent, or half? Never even try it on. Never even look at it again after doing this with it.
I would think most everybody would at least try it on.
Okay, Ned?
It seems like they get worn once. I don't know. I've never received a gift like that.
Can't pick them up. You know? Yeah, very nice. Where to pick it up? Where to pick it up? That's, yes.
Would it be maybe 20%?
20% is right, Emily. Holy cow, what a comeback. What if they win?
Well, Carrie, you'll be able to fix glasses, watches, electronics, and more with the assortment of wrenches, screwdrivers, diagonal cutters, and pliers, all made of imported industrial-grade steel in a deluxe mini toolkit from the Duluth Trading Company. Ned, jumpstart your day with Steep & Brew Breakfast Blend, and later savor the rich, smooth taste of Costa Rican terrazzo, precision-roasted in Madison by Steep & Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can recapture your cherished, imaginary childhood, growing up in the heartland pasture paradise of Wisconsin, with a bar of What Do You Smell soap from the Screaming Porch Gift Company, and while away the long winter nights playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the heartwarming Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Well done. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Plan. Ned, hang out. Make sure you get that. Just a minute or two more. I'll get you to yoga.
Okay, great.
Click over to notmuch.com to keep the What Do You Know fun going throughout the week. You can join our Facebook family, enjoy Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz.
Sure.
It's all available all the time at notmuch.com.
Yeah, always. Thank you.
What Do You Know shows in Madison on December 8th and 15th at the Monona Terrace. And don't forget our annual holiday party will be at Historic Music Hall on the UW campus Saturday, December 22nd. Call 608-262-2201 or go to notmuch.com for tickets to all of these great shows. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. This is PRI Public Radio International.